Hello. Thanks for joining us at the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing today from Austin, Texas, is Christian Science practitioner and teacher Jan Keeler Vincent.
In our practice of Christian healing today, it's encouraging to know that we're not alone. Wherever we are in the world, whether we are surrounded by a community of like-minded thinkers or not, we still stand with the men and women of the Bible. How can this be? Separated by time, culture, and geography, can we really see ourselves as companioned in this spiritual work by those who lived millennia ago? Digging deeper into the Bible's spiritual meaning, the inspired word that Christian Science brings out, the answer, I believe, is yes. If we feel stymied in our healing efforts, the Bible is there to remind us of those who did this same work and left this inspiring record of the power and authority of God and His laws. This can help guide us in our own work. Mary Baker Eddy wrote in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, "The Bible contains the recipe for all healing." All healing indicates that we can't heal without the truth the Bible reveals. All healing also indicates that the Bible includes the answer to all needs, enabling us to overcome challenges such as fear, depression, mental instability, and disease, and even community and world problems. I've seen this time and again when I've prayed. Last summer, a friend called. She was on vacation and had awakened feeling very ill. Among other Bible truths, we considered the verse, "For in Him we live and move and have our being." These words the Apostle Paul reminded her that because she was the expression of God, sickness and fear were no part of her identity. She exists as a healthy spiritual idea of God, who is divine love, as we all do. I knew this to be her only identity. She quickly recovered and was able to enjoy her trip with freedom. Turning toward the light of God's Word is about being restored and establishing a closer walk with God. Through this, we can feel supported, confident that our spiritual practice is advancing this oh-so-needed line of light.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.